KEY today.
How goes it, America? Kate Delaney swinging for the fences here on Little Old America tonight. Coast to coast and all those spots in between. Speaking of the coast, right from the get-go, an update on the size of the oil spill and the Gulf of Mexico, and ultimately how Floridians are bracing so hard, they're starting to pop blood vessels in their heads. Seriously. People in Florida are still very concerned about where all of this will turn and how it ends up. We're hearing 5,000 barrels a day. Endlessly we're hearing that. But yet, when you look at the video, if you happen to see the video that BP just now released, and you look at the well and that leak, boy, it sure looks like that is much more than 5,000 barrels a day. What do I know? I'm just looking at it from the point of view of my eye and watching the big, giant black plume of oil gushing continuously at a fast rate from the broken well. But they say it's impossible to measure it. So the 5,000 barrels is just a random guess, or how scientifically are they coming up with it? They use a method that's not recommended for major oil spills. Oh, that's comforting, isn't it? So the rough calculations, what I'm trying to tell you here right from the start of the show, are pretty much wrong. They use satellite imagery. And easily the leak could be up to five times more. Oh, that's terrible. Don't you think that somebody like our government, since they're all over this, don't you think they should get the right number? I mean, if you can't, you can't. If technically there is no way to do that. But here we go again with the guesstimates. And they're low. But, you know, BP, listen, BP is saying, hey, you want to climb on our back? We have no way to measure it. That's what they're saying. This is what they do for a living. They're saying there's just no way to measure it. We have no way to measure it. And right now, our priority is we got to stop this leak. It's not about measuring it. And we understand about the damage and how people want to put this in perspective. But we have to shut this sucker down. We have to do whatever we have to do to make that happen. Now, apparently, they do have a way when looking at this, they can go with the undersea gears, what I was hearing today. It kind of looks like the ultrasound machines in medical offices, and they measure the flow rate from, I'm laughing at how ridiculous this is. This is a serious problem, but they measure the flow rate from hot water vents on the ocean floor. And they say if you have that equipment, you could use it, and it would allow for pretty accurate measurement of oil and gas flowing from the well, because it would tell you, it would give you the rate, the flow rate, would then you could know, you know, at what point, how far are we, much more than 5,000, you know, barrels or whatever. So looking at these measurements, and there is no change in the scale of response. And, you know, at this point, they're just trying to figure out how to cap this. Let's face it. They put the top hat deal on it. This has been going on since, you know, April 21st, since bye-bye Deepwater Horizon rig. And at first, they were talking about 1,000 barrels a day. Now, who knows if it could be 10,000, 30,000, whatever. And I don't blame people in Florida for worrying about this, talking about where are the currents going and what's happening. And you just see the pictures of the thick oil, and it kind of takes your breath away. It does. I mean, accidents, we know this. Look, accidents and scenarios like this can happen. That's part of the risk. The fact that there weren't systems in place that were easy that could have shut this down, that's the pathetic part of the whole thing. But I don't think when it comes to voting as to whether or not to drill in the future, I don't think that should shut that off. We don't want to shut that valve off, because that would be a disastrous mistake. Just have the necessary regs in place to make sure there are backup systems and ways to have a fair shot anyway at cutting it all off if that were to ever happen again. All right, speaking of cutting it all off, it's not just about the oil spill. Right from the get-go here, another thing that is in the back of everyone's mind is the lack of action in Washington. And there are people that are obviously dissatisfied. I'm raising my hand, even if I wasn't a talk show host, just as a voter, with what's happening in Washington. So with all the House seats up, and then, of course, some key Senate seats, there are some familiar faces on the Hill that might not be back. This might be their last hurrah. Some have stepped out of the arena, like Chris, oh, do me a favor and give me a better mortgage deal countrywide, Dodd, who knew that there was too much stuff happening around him that he had to get out. And plus, it was too tight in the race that it didn't look like he was going to make it. Now you have this situation in Pennsylvania, and you've got Arlen Specter furious. And what he's furious about is an ad that he thinks is very, very distorting. And also the governor, Rendell, thinks it's very distorting. And it's Sestak who's running as well. And here is that ad. We thought we'd let you hear it.
Democrat, I authorize this message.
My change in party will enable me to be reelected.
For 45 years, Arlen Specter has been a Republican politician.
Arlen Specter is the right man for the United States Senate. I can count on this man. See, that's important. He's a firm ally.
But now,
my change in party will enable me to be reelected.
Arlen Specter switched parties to save one job. His, not yours.
All right. So that's what happened. I mean, it's true. Specter did jump. There's no question about it. But both of them feel like it was wrong for Joe Sestak to take advantage and distort the words to make it seem like he was more concerned about holding on to being in politics and the power of it and jump ship from, you know, switch parties because it would enable him to be reelected. And the actual footage, because, you know, this is radio, so you hear what it is, but the actual footage was taken from a statement he made back in May of 2009, and it fits along with the theme that it was about the political opportunity above all else and not about wanting to stay in Washington to help the people, but more about I'm going to switch parties so that I don't lose the seat. So, you know, Joe Sestak is getting hammered by, of course, Specter's campaign manager, who's saying this is another example of the congressman believing there is a special set of rules just for him. The distorted clip of the senator was so important to Sestak that he repeated it twice. His claims to the contrary, Joe Sestak is just another politician. See, they know that this has gotten under the skin of a lot of people, and that people are paying attention to it, and, you know, they see the commercial say, yeah, that's right. He's someone who's been around for a long time, so why did he really switch parties? I think there's going to be a lot of switching going on in the midterm elections, and probably some of you are mulling over some of your decisions. Sit back and relax. We're going to lighten the load. How about a cheap movie review coming up around the bend?
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Are you tired of out-of-control, irresponsible federal deficit spending? Increasing the money supply without increasing productive output leads to inflation. You get less for your money. If you want to protect the buying power of dollars for your future, then call Peter May at Midas Resources. 800-686-2237, extension 135. You've worked hard for your dollars. Don't let the government strip their buying power with wasteful spending. Gold has a 5,000-year track record as money, real money you can count on. No government-backed paper currency comes close. Ask me about the protection of private gold. Call Peter May at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 135. Central banks from around the world are stockpiling gold. They know gold is real money. Call Peter May at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 135, to discover the advantages of private protected gold.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value, made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
I love you, baby. I love you now. I love you, baby. I love you now. Look at us, we're beautiful. All the people push and pull, but let's just go out and ride. Talk about the things we tried. Look at us, we're beautiful. All the people push and pull, but they'll never get inside. We got too much to hide.
Coming up, we're heading to the movies. Perhaps you'll take in the Preakness, and with all your big winnings, you'll run to the movies later to see some of the new flicks that are out. A big one with a big budget is one that we're going to talk about in just a second. But there are bad rumors going around that Law & Order is going to be canceled. Anybody a Law & Order fan out there? Oh, I'm a huge Law & Order fan. Back when I was a kid watching, Jerry Orbach was on Law & Order. So check this out. Law & Order, this could be it for them. They're announcing, I guess, the official schedule on NBC for next year. And still, they haven't handed down a verdict on what's going to happen with Law & Order. There have been reports that they're going to cancel the show. It's been on the air for 20 seasons. It's 1 year short of an all-time record. Wow, how about that, canceling it? I thought it was longer than 20 seasons. But there's so many different spinoffs of Law & Order. And anyway, the talks are still going on, apparently, but it's pretty much inevitable, and we'll see, that this might be it for the show. The show's finale airs May 24th, and they're not going to have an official closure, so that's odd, too. The main person who's leaving is Essie Pathia Merkerson, who's been a cast member since 93, but that has nothing to do with what's happening with the show, because the rest of the current people are still haven't said they're, nobody's saying they're leaving unless they cancel the show, like Sam Waterston and Jeremy Sisto and Anthony Anderson and the people that you probably see if you're a Law and Order fan. I don't watch a lot of Two, but I like Law and Order. And bummer if it gets canceled. Because I always think now, especially, it's so cheesy, they pull things from the headlines and they say that. And some of the stuff that they pull, it's just flat out, it just like happened. It just like happened a week ago, and they're weaving a story around it. All right, speaking of weaving stories, the big one is out that's been talked about a lot anyway, and it's called Robin Hood. That actually opens this week. Do you believe it already? Because this is the season where a lot of the blockbusters come out, the summertime, right in May, heading into the summer when kids get out of school. So here's a little sneak preview of Robin Hood.
I see trouble coming. The Crusader has returned.
You, I don't know you.
Who are you? War is certainly coming. Are you ready to be who you are?
All right, so we all know Robin Hood, right? At this point, it's PG-13, so that's not bad. That means there's not as much, you know, there's violence, but there's not a lot of ridiculous stuff. And this is action adventure. It's an adaptation, obviously. And it's 13th century England, Robin and his band of marauders. They're confronting massive corruption in a local village, and it leads to that big bad uprising against the crown, the royals, that will forever alter the balance of world power, or so they thought. Robin Hood, played by Russell Crowe, Marion, Kate Blanchett, and then a bunch of names that you would also recognize, a familiar cast, William Hurt's in the movie, and Mark Addy's in the movie as Friar Tuck, Danny Houston's in the movie as King Richard, so, you know, Mark Strong is Sir Godfrey. I don't know, I like the whole idea of Robin Hood. I hope it's pretty decent. I read one review that trashed it and said it was just trying to appeal to too many people. That could be. This is Ridley Scott, and, you know, you think Gladiator. Gladiator was great in its time. Hopefully it's not exactly like Gladiator, though. Okay, here's another one that's coming out that might be more up your alley, a little bit lighter fare. Just Right is the name of this.
Hello, Denzel.
What did you do?
I am physical therapist at a rehabilitation center.
I had such a great time tonight.
Oh, me too. You know, next time maybe we could catch a movie or just
kind of have a relationship, you know?
She's not emotionally ready.
Exactly.
I mean, you know, we can still hang out.
Yeah, I mean, you're good people.
How was the date?
He thought I'd make the perfect homegirl.
I'm just being my regular self.
You are not supposed to show him your regular self until you've been married for 5 years.
Now this is how you get a man.
I told her to wear a dress.
To a basketball game?
Yeah.
The people here want to see Scott McKnight.
Do you see Scott McKnight at a gas station?
He can't even open up the gas tank until I hook him up.
You got plans Saturday night?
What kind of car do you drive?
Girl!
Happy birthday.
Scott, this is Morgan.
Hey.
A girl doesn't just become the wife of a franchise player by accident.
And that's what couldn't get any worse.
I got a physical therapist coming by the house. We call her the miracle worker.
Feels good.
Some women have gaydar. I've got hodar.
Leslie, the job is yours.
I have an NBA player's career in my hands.
You really think you could get me back?
Yeah. But you're going to hate me by the time I'm through with you. I don't even
care no more. There's a rumor going around the Nets aren't going to re-sign you.
I can't take some player off the bench.
You're not staying? Have you lost your damn mind?
What the?
Get up.
Leslie, what are you doing? Okay.
Switch.
Let me get another one.
The rest of these is mine.
Stop playing.
Hi.
I'm so sorry I left you. Please give us a chance.
After the work she did with you, she's become a hot commodity.
Five teams offered her a training position.
Are you running from something?
I'm not running from anything.
About dinner someplace nice.
You better be packing something in that wallet. I'm not one of those salad eating chicks.
All right, so you get it there. It's Leslie Wright, a physical therapist. She works with an NBA all-star, and then she falls for the guy. It's a romantic deal, and it's a chick flick for sure. So we go from that chick flick to this one called Letters to Juliet.
We're leaving in 12 hours, and you haven't packed for Verona.
Close your eyes. Good, right?
Yeah. Verona, Italy, where Romeo first met Juliet.
Sophia! What about my sweet Sophia?
There is a place where the heartbroken leave notes, asking Juliet for her help. It was there I discovered a letter that changed my life forever. I didn't go to Lorenzo, Juliet. I promised I'd meet him to run away together. But instead, I left him waiting for me. Please, Juliet, tell me what I should do. Love, Claire. It was written in 1957. I have to write back.
May I ask which one of you wrote this letter to my grandmother?
I wrote that.
What were you thinking?
She deserved an answer. Excuse me, Claire? Hi, my name is Sophie.
Juliet.
So you've come to find your Lorenzo.
Yes.
Of course, a card or letter is just too simple.
May I come with you?
Yes, of course.
We're looking for a Lorenzo Bartolini.
I am Lorenzo Bartolini.
Sono io Lorenzo.
I am Lorenzo. No, io Lorenzo.
I am Lorenzo Bartolini.
Take him.
This is madness.
Tony doesn't approve, which makes this all the more fun.
What you're doing for Claire is sweet.
It's just that I'm genuinely worried for her.
I need more time with her.
Is this in a good time because I'm in the middle of something?
It's not supposed to be that way. We're supposed to want to be with each other all the time.
So isn't your fiancé starting to get just a tad lonely?
I doubt he even notices that I'm gone.
Do you think he's still out there? Lorenzo?
Yeah.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at doobleshoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain. Except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions. You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase. Dooble will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world. Sign up today at doobleshoppers.com. Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at doobleshoppers.com. That's D-U-B-L-I shoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are $3 for $30. And Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for strike anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com. The main name in military supply.
Hi, I'm Sarah Atkins, inventor of Better Than Rocks, the one-of-a-kind solution to planter drainage. A few years ago, I searched for a lightweight product to put in the bottom of my containers to help with drainage. I found there was nothing on the market, so I decided to develop something myself. The result is Better Than Rocks. It keeps soil in, lets excess water out, and helps oxygen reach the plant's roots by creating an air pocket in the bottom of the planter. This helps the plant absorb nutrients, which is necessary to grow healthy plants. Better Than Rocks is practically weightless, so your containers will be lighter. And it's made of 100% recycled plastic right here in North America. You can reuse it year after year, so it should never end up in a landfill.
I discovered Better Than Rocks last year, and I was happy to find my plants were much healthier, fuller, and the containers were easy to move around.
Ask for Better Than Rocks at your favorite garden center, or visit
BetterThanRocks.com.
Most people know that drinking pure high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney back here on America Tonight. That's the sound, you're listening, of your heart beating. Hopefully you don't ever get that sound where it feels like it's banging in your ears and coming out of your chest. That's how it's been described to me by somebody who had a heart attack. Earlier in the week, we told you about this crazy Finnish study where they found that people who work more than 10 hours a day are probably somewhere in the neighborhood of 60% more likely to develop heart disease or have a heart attack than people who just simply, you know, work 7 hours a day and that's it. They're done. They're gone. They're chilling with the family. They're hanging with friends. They're playing tennis. They're walking, whatever they're doing, but they're not sitting at a desk and they're not working and doing the job of three and four people, which sadly a lot of people are. So we're happy to welcome to the show cardiologist Dr. John Kennedy to talk about the pressures at work and what it's doing, this whole link to our cardiovascular health. Hey, Doc, thanks for coming on. We appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for having me, Kate. This is great.
You know what? What do you make of that, first of all? Because you're an expert in this. You're the heart guy. Is it true if we work too much, that's part of the whole stress thing, and, geez, it might actually lead to heart problems?
It is true. In fact, this study is one of many showing how work stress increases our cardiovascular risk. And it does it in two ways. It's interesting. There's the increased physical strain stress, which is from, you know, trying to do too much with too little time and or not enough time. And then there's the type of stress at work where you do all this extra work and nobody recognizes you for doing all this extra work. And these people feel socially isolated. They feel like they're doing this extra work and there's no room for improvement, and there's, or at least no room for being moving up in their company or being promoted. And those two types of specific stress cause the fight or flight response to be triggered. When we trigger our fight or flight response, our heart rate goes up, our blood pressure goes up, we have increased inflammation in our body, and our blood corpuscles become thick and sticky. All of those things create the perfect storm for a heart attack. And also, when we're stressed at work and we ignore the signs of stress at work, we tend to exercise less and we eat poorly. We eat comfort foods. We eat things that are quick and easy to eat. And we tend to drink and smoke more, and all of those things increase our cardiovascular risk.
Yeah, but, Doc, you know what the answer? People will say, well, Doc, I appreciate that. I'm trying to do everything I can, but I want to make a lot of money. I want to work that overtime. I want to get as much money for my family as I can. I want to take that extra vacation, and then I'll rest. Then I'll take it easy. I'll sit on the beach. It might be a year, it might be 2 years from now, but we'll be able to rent a house by then. What would you tell somebody who says that to you?
Well, I tell you, and you know, it's a bigger problem now than ever before, because you know there's less people at work that are having to shoulder the burden now, because you know companies are leaning down. There's less people working, and there used to be 10 people doing the same amount of work, and now there's only 3. Because of our economic crisis, and it's a problem. But what I can tell you is that everybody has to work harder and longer hours because of our economy, but we can work more healthy at work. And the way you do that is you learn how to cope with stress effectively. And one of the things I show and talk about in the 15-minute heart cure is a simple exercise that actually protects your heart. And you know, earlier I said that there's a huge body of literature showing how stress and heart disease are linked, and work stress is just one of those triggers. There's also a huge body of literature showing how relaxation therapy actually protects your heart. And unfortunately, the simple tools for relaxing at work, are few and far between, which is what I talk about in the 15-minute heart cure. It's a simple exercise called the breathe technique.
Uh-huh.
And It's a 7-step exercise, B-R-E-A-T-H-E, and it's begin, relax, envision, apply, treat, heal, end. And when you practice it, you can entrain this neural network between your heart and your brain, and you can do it at work, and you can call on this skill when you're faced with a difficult challenge at work, and you can actually lower your heart rate, lower your blood pressure, bolster your immune system, and protect your ticker.
Wow. So... if you could just learn techniques like that, you close your door, go sit somewhere quiet for a few minutes, you can do that, and then just resume what you were doing, and it'll just kind of take your blood pressure and whatnot down?
Yeah, the best way to do it is to do it the same place every time, every day. If you do it at night before you go to bed or in the morning when you wake up, you'll entrain this skill. And when you get stressed at work, you can call on this quick skill. And you can breathe. You can exhale. You want to extend your exhalation, and you can lower your heart rate and lower your blood pressure. When you practice it at night, it's sort of like toning your muscles in the gym, and you master the skill. And at work, when you get stressed, you can do it throughout your day and lower your heart rate, lower your blood pressure.
Do you find, Doc, that more men or more women having heart attacks? Are you seeing more women that you're having to operate on and having to advise these days than men, or is it kind of split?
You know, there's a study that came out last week that showed that women, in particular, women, they actually looked at nurses in Denmark, showing that women are now that are more stressed at work are having increased cardiovascular mortality. But when I, you know, in my workplace in the emergency room all over Los Angeles, I see equal numbers of men and women. But I will tell you that this economy is incredibly stressful, and I am seeing more stress-related cardiovascular disease. I've seen, you know, attorneys on the day of their court trial who have massive heart attacks. I see teachers on back to school night dealing with angry parents who have, you know, rapid arrhythmias. And I see plumbers, and these are both men and women, plumbers dealing with angry clients who develop congestive heart failure. So, you know, stress triggers cardiovascular disease.
Did you, when you first went into medicine, why the heart? What was it that sent you in the direction of being a cardiologist?
You know, I've always loved the heart, and I the first time I became fascinated with it was when I was in high school. A cardiologist came and talked about the heart in our science class, and I said, "Hey, that's something that I want to do." And I woke up one day and I was a cardiologist.
That's a good story. You just knew, boom, he came to the high school, that's it, I want to do it. There was no fooling around, that's it, I'm going to school, this is what I'm going to do. That's a good story. You know, you look at, when I asked you the question about women, now you see, especially when you have somebody famous, I mean, Barbara Walters could kind of become the poster child for more women getting checked or being serious about this, because she's going to have surgery, as you know, to replace a faulty heart valve this week, and then she's going to actually take the summer off to recuperate. I think it's good when someone like Barbara Walters comes out, because I think you get puts a famous face, like Larry King when he talked about it. Do you think that helps and people become more aware when the famous, I guess, talk about their problems with their heart?
I do. I think, you know, I did a number of interviews when Bill Clinton, had his scare recently and had a stent in his heart, and I think, you know, Barbara Walters, who's going to have her valve replaced, is going to bring a lot of public awareness to probably aortic stenosis. That's my guess. I think she hasn't commented much on the specifics, but there's a disease called aortic stenosis, which is where the valve in your heart becomes rusty. And it's a door that connects the main pump, the left ventricle, to the brain and the rest of the body. And this door, which is sort of like a saloon door, starts to develop rusty hinges, making it harder for blood to pump out to the brain and the rest of the body. And then the blood backs up into our lungs, can cause what's called congestive heart failure. And it can also cause us to pass out or can cause chest pain. She is apparently asymptomatic, but that's my guess based on her age and the fact that she's asymptomatic. That's the disease. It's a really common disease, and it affects about 2% of people over 65, 3% of people over 75, and about up to 4% of people over 85. And I think it does. It brings a lot of public awareness to diseases when a celebrity is affected with heart disease. And you know, heart disease is the number one cause of death in our country. So, unfortunately, a lot of celebrities are going to be affected by the disease the older they get.
Yeah. The aspirin companies started to raise the level of awareness, I guess, on if you feel like you're having a heart attack, have an aspirin, take a Bayer. Does that really work?
It does. Aspirin is, the fancy name for it is acetylsalicylic acid, and it's probably the most known drug, or at least the drug that we know the most about in terms of heart disease. And what it does is it blocks the blood corpuscles known as platelets from forming clots. And the final sort of problem with a heart attack is that the clot forms. The blood vessel first tears, and then your body tries to repair itself immediately, and it forms a clot. Well, when it forms a clot, it blocks blood flow. And when you block blood flow to the muscle, the heart dies. That's what a heart attack is. And when you take an aspirin, aspirin blocks the clot from forming and keeps the blood flowing to the artery that's problematic. So it does work.
Wow, interesting. I have no aspirin in my house. I'm going to have to run out and get some now that you said that.
And 14-hour days.
Luckily, I'm pretty healthy. Oh, fascinating talking to you. If anyone wants to pick up your book, where can they get it? Like Amazon and stuff, I'm assuming,
yeah,
right?
Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com and BordersBooks.com. One last thing I'll say, because you asked the question about men and women. Stress affects all of us. And women in particular are more vulnerable to depression, and that's been linked to heart disease. And men are more linked to hostility and anger, and that's been linked to heart disease. So we're all vulnerable to stress, so we got to watch out.
Excellent. What a way to end this. We appreciate it, Doc. Thanks so much for joining us on America Tonight.
Thanks, Kate.
All right, coming up on the flip side, we can count.
Global, environmental, energy, technology. It sounds scary, doesn't it?
Well, it could be if you're a Bilderberger. Because this amazing invention is really all about making clean energy very affordable for everyone. We call it GEED. Now, thanks to a worldwide grassroots intervention, the suppression of GEED is over and its inventor is free again to share it with you. Paul Pantone, inventor of the GEED fuel processor, only has a few openings remaining for the U.S. GEED dealership training program. You can be personally trained by Paul to become a GEED dealer from May 17th through the 21st or from June 21st through the 25th. For details, go to GEETInternational.com or send an email to paul@GEET.nl. Do it now, because when Paul has his 100 dealers, the U.S. school will close. Go to GEETInternational.com or email paul@GEET.nl.
Here's a question. If you have a septic system, did you know that proper maintenance can save you thousands of dollars in costly and unnecessary repairs? The answer is simple. Use septic system injector treatments made specifically for your home or business, available only at SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Made in the U.S., guaranteed to reduce sludge and odor by continuously cleaning your septic system, drain pipes, and leach field, this non-hazardous patented injector system contains billions of natural active bacteria and enzymes proven to digest household waste. With every flush, millions of enzyme-active bacteria flow through your system, breaking down organic waste. Only Simple Septic Solutions' natural eco-friendly products keep your septic system unclogged and free-flowing, claims other products can't make. Installation is simple and lasts for 4 full months. Visit SimpleSepticSolutions.com. That's SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Or call 508-759-0010. That's 508-759-0010.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage. Fact. Cirrhosis of the liver is the 8th leading cause of death among Americans. Fact. Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver. Fact. 1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease. Fact. Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live 52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Don't wait to protect your liver. Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
This one is just plain old sad. Can you imagine if you were waiting to get money you desperately needed from a friend who was helping you out, or a parent, or whomever, or a refund that you desperately needed? That happened to one guy. Then there was the kid who waited to find out whether or not he was going to be accepted into college. Here's what happened. We always think of the mailman as a very reliable person, usually friendly, at least in my experience, friendly. Know your name, try to look out for you. That's the way it used to be anyway. So you got checks and bills and all kinds of things that were lost since 2007. 20,000 letters were found inside the garage of a Philadelphia postal carrier. The mailman missed a couple of days of work in April, so they went to his house and they found tubs and tubs. They were worried about him. They didn't know this was going on. They found tubs and tubs of undelivered and unopened mail. So he wasn't going through the mail. He just didn't feel like delivering it. The postal worker has not been identified yet, but he worked out of a place called Bustleton Station in northeast Philadelphia. The neighborhood most impacted, it's funny, I know this area well, is a well-known area anyway. It's Castor Avenue, and one of the people affected is the guy that needed a check badly in December of 2007 for $900. He was waiting for it. Then there was stuff from the IRS and the Social Security Administration, and people knew him just as Dave the Mailman. They would look for Dave the Mailman. Some of the mail that they found in his house actually went all the way back to 1997. Ooh, ouch. That's awful. One of the letters that was undelivered was an acceptance letter from Westchester University. The recipient who received the letter on Thursday is now a senior in college, a different college. That's nice. Oh, that's terrible. You know, and you can't do that. I'm sure they could prosecute him, but think of how many people had their lives messed with because they didn't get whatever it was they were expecting in the mail. Yeah. The postman didn't ring twice in that case. One man, one dog. A man says Delta lost his dog. Oh, that'd be upsetting, wouldn't it? Man's best friend entrusting your most precious companion to an airline. And it's one thing when they dump your luggage, they can't find it, they lose it, they deliver it 2 days later or whatever. But apparently Delta Airlines is saying the dog escaped from a carrier on the tarmac. And the guy's name is Josiah Allen. His dog's name, Paco, and he didn't make it home when he flew from Mexico to Canada. He's saying, I'm hopeful that Delta will be able to locate and retrieve my dog so he can come home to me and be loved and cared for. But they're saying, look, the dog broke out of a carrier at the airport back on May 3rd. We've done exhaustive searches to locate the dog. They have not found Paco. This is very sad. And this is the worst, too. Delta says they've offered sincere apologies that they've been unable to recover the dog. So they're just going to compensate the owner and reimburse all the expenses with the dog, but that doesn't get the dog back. So somebody has this dog. Who knows? The dog ran out of the airport, whatever. Somebody else picked up the dog. That's depressing. It's a very depressing week in count, because I don't think any amount of money can really make up for man's best friend. If you are tight with the dog, you're tight with the dog. Speaking of the airlines, ooh, this is bad news for people who were going to use British Airways. The British Airways cabin crews apparently are going to go on strike for 20 days between May 18th and June 9th. They're taking the strike action because they're upset about, obviously, pay and hours and all that kind of stuff. And the strike ends just days before the World Cup soccer tournament, one of the biggest sporting events on the planet, and it's a huge one this time around, in South Africa. It starts on June 11th. A lot of people will be taking British Airways, or would be anyway, to get to the soccer tournament. So that's sad news for people that were relying on that the mode of transportation, let's say. And BA is considered to be pretty reliable, and certainly a lot of people in Europe take it. There are a lot of Americans that fly on British Air when they can't get an American Airlines flight internationally, wherever it is they're going, or one of the other carriers. They end up taking British Airways. All right, and how about this? They're calling them the fat police. There's a new bill that requires states to track body mass index of all kids 2 to 18 years old. This is a great fair or foul. So the bill was put forth this month in Congress. It would put the federal and state governments in the business, seriously, of deciding what kids are fat or skinny and all this whole thing with kids. And the reason why is because states that get federal grants, That would affect that. It's provided for in the bill, and it would require that they annually track that body mass index of those kids that I mentioned in that age group. That's all kids, basically, except for fresh from the womb. And the grant, this is what happens, the receiving states would be required to mandate that all of the health care providers in the state get that information, then report it to the state government, so they have to do it. The state, in turn, would be required to report the information to the Department of Health and Human Services. You know, I don't like this. I don't like the kids are having problems and they're gigantic and it's sad when you go in schools in some cases or whatever. And I understand about the nutritional labels on the front of foods and the crappy things sometimes they're served at the lunch counter. But the idea of the BMI, ooh. Any number, by the way, over 24 is considered overweight. A higher number resulting in a diagnosis of obese. That's how it works. So now they're going to have to pay for this, and that's what's going to happen. The grants will be used for that. All right, it is part of We Can Count, though, and BMI is the number. You heard me. Any number over 24 is considered overweight. Let's jettison across the border to Sam in Montreal. Hello, Sam.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
All right. Unfortunately, last night after the Canadians beat Pittsburgh, okay, 50,000 people were downtown. Most of them were okay. Then there were a couple, you know, what disturbers who three storefronts were busted in and looted and whatever. 41 people were arrested, and 6 of them were minors.
Really?
Yeah.
Of course. Of course someone's going to do that.
Yeah, and it wasn't too much all Canadian fans who did it. We know it. So one of the store owners said the next time it happens, we'll either hire our own security, or what the police might do if the Canadians beat your Flyers, nudge, nudge, wink, wink, is block off St. Catherine Street. I don't know how well you know Montreal, but St. Catherine Street is the main thoroughfare. Block it off completely. No one allowed on, period. But that's, you know, they should have thought of that in the first place.
They should have.
Yeah. Instead of closing the barn door after the horse has been stolen. Flyers 4, Bruins 2, and that's my prediction.
Really?
Yeah.
I think the Flyers are going to win it, too. I think the Flyers win it, and I think that we've got the Canadians and the Flyers.
Yeah, and, I mean, obviously whoever bet on the Canadians to make it this far is really cleaning up, and whoever beat it. Bet on the Flyers to make it this far is really cleaning up. And I am hoping it's an original six Stanley Cup final, but, you know, just because, you know, I guess I, in a way, have this thing about tradition. Oh, Monday I went to the Hockey Hall of Fame in Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I don't know if you've ever been to it.
I have been to the Hockey Hall of Fame. It's very cool.
It is. Okay. Yes. They have a section there about the parent clubs and their farm teams and the history about where they've all been. Okay, so I'll tell you about it more next week, okay?
All right, that's something that we can live with. You're going to give us a tour through the Hockey Hall of Fame.
Okay.
You have a great weekend. I like all the Hall of Fames, by the way. I think, though, my favorite is probably Cooperstown. It's probably Major League Baseball's Hall of Fame. Very, very cool. All right, it is a one-liner night here on America Tonight. So in honor of talking about the heart, I'm going to leave you with this one. Worrying works. 90% of the things I worry about never happen.